In Unity, we have a wonderful monthly publication that has an inspirational message for each day of the week. Our Daily Word publication brings us inspiration that we can carry with us throughout the day. And so I'd like to share with you our Daily Word for today, and I will have Linda Hardy come up and read that for you.
Today's word is world peace. Peace creates beauty in the world. An artist creates beauty out of a spectrum of shades and hues, and the diversity of color adds to the depth of the artwork. In this manner, the differences in the world show the possibility of splendor when combined in the right way. I envision a world in which all people are accepted exactly as they are. And I set an intention to practice and facilitate goodwill toward others. I behold the world around me and find examples of people and cultures blending and mixing in magnificent ways. The potential for peaceful interaction and coexistence are endless. Acts of kindness, honesty, and healthy communication paint pictures of harmony. As I choose non-judgment and unconditional positive regard, I create peace in the world. And from Psalm 34:14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Today's word is world peace. Peace creates beauty in the world.
Peace indeed creates beauty in the world. And so the reading of this daily word, as it sort of moves us into that contemplative inner place, I'll invite us to continue to move more deeply into a time of mindfulness, a time of letting go, a time of being fully present and connected each individually to the truth of our being, to that presence of God within, yet knowing that we are collectively joined together in prayer. So I will begin by toning our singing bowl, which is at the energetic resonance of the heart chakra, which is of love. I invite you to breathe into this toning, relaxing, letting go, allowing. Opening mind and heart. Fully receptive. So as we continue to breathe into this energetic experience right now in this moment, we feel a calmness move through us and a quietness that comes from setting aside our busy outer minds for just a few moments. Recognizing that we each choicefully and individually move into this very special and sacred time of communion, of oneness with Infinite Spirit, with beloved breath of life. And so we breathe and we relax and we let go. And we recognize that as we let go, that we fall back into or open up into that which supports us in infinite nature. That which is the presence, the light, the love of beloved Allah, Creator, beingness. Beyond time and space, in that which is the infinite realm of all creation, we are now held in that which is the highest light of absolute good. And in this place, as we feel light moving through us, as we feel love healing us, heart, mind, spirit, we can breathe and relax and let go as we feel immersed, as we feel held and uplifted, as we feel inspired and guided forward. As we feel the light shining upon and breaking down the walls of separation, of judgment, of fear, of concern, of blame, of shame. For as we are held in this light, we remember, beloveds, we remember the truth of our being. And we know that we are all connected into the vastness of pure spirit. And in this place, we rest, we relax, we receive. And we take a moment just to be still, to be quiet, to reconnect and to remember. We are created in the image and likeness of Creator, creation. And we are co-creators, laying hold of that infinite substance through the thoughts of our heart, mind. That we align ourselves with these greater truths and we draw that unto our being, into expression. And so we rest and receive in a few moments now of inner communion and silence. And having opened every part of our being, mind, body, and spirit, unto this gracious healing flow of light and love, we now take a moment to send that light and love forth, to surround the prayers that are in our prayer box, to recognize beloved loved ones, and our world, holding us in that grace of highest goodness. And so we take a moment now to speak aloud the names of those people and situations that we would especially bless at this time. Anne Curry, who has made her transition. Her husband, Dale. Her sister, Isabel. Family, friends. We hold Mary. We hold Teresa. We hold Martha, Catherine, Sue Ann, Jolene, Richard. Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters. South Bend, Michiana, our Board of Trustees, our musicians, our technicians, our beloved Susan. And so as we breathe into these prayerful intentions that are spoken and sent forth, we know through the universal laws of attraction and of intention that the light of highest good goes forth for healing, grace, upliftment, and love. And for this all, as we pray together with gratitude in our hearts, we say thank you. Beloved Mother, Father, God, Holy Spirit.